This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
We'll go check, Nivo.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer, and today I am excited to be joined by a good friend of mine who is, of course, a fellow Bravoholic. Please welcome Christine Bianca Villa.
Hi.
Hi, Christine. Welcome to the studio.
I'm so excited to be here.
How's it going?
It's going.
Get comfy, you know.
I know, this is my first time in like a real podcast studio. I feel so important.
Isn't it? It makes such a big difference. I mean, for like a year and a half of this podcast, I was just solely recording from my bedroom. And like, it's nice to just like chill.
I've done that before. And I feel like I always mess up the audio. Like I never do it correctly. So it's nice to like.
The thing also is that like sometimes on a podcast such as this, the guest that you're having on might be extremely wealthy or pretending to be extremely wealthy. And so they're in their like glam room setup, whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, like this is a wall. There's my pillows in the background.
Right, like I'm sitting on my bed and this is it. Welcome to my home.
Yeah. You know, we do what we can. We make do. But we are here to talk about today, Beverly Hills and Dubai. Lots going on. And Beverly Hills, especially, I feel like has just sort of exploded into chaos in the last week or so.
Yeah, lots going on and it's very hard to follow. I will say that.
Beverly Hills tends to do this, but right now we're in this like weird, tough loop of just like, it feels like everything that's happening is related to something that has happened off camera or a long time ago, or, you know, just like outside of the context of filming. And it just is like, wait, okay, 13 fret, what?
Yeah, no, it is so confusing because they're like speaking not in full sentences. Like they're just like talking as if we like know what's happening. And I'm like, I don't even know who you're talking about. Who are these other friends? Like it's...
Right, so, you know, Crystal had brought up the idea that Sutton said something dark a couple weeks ago, and this was this, you know, football that had been thrown into the group, and then we had to figure out what to do with it. And then last week Sutton said that she had told this story about her daughter's multi-ethnic friends in the jacuzzi together, which was, you know, a little bit, but not necessarily problematic in the way that Crystal made it sound. And then last week's episode ended with Sutton bringing up this insinuation rumor that she had heard about Crystal being a social climber, having a falling out with friends. And so it's like three layers of things that are not actually happening on the show.
Right.
And then so this week we're kind of left in this aftermath of like, okay, so Crystal sort of came for Sutton about something that we didn't see. And then Sutton threw out this other big thing. And so how are we reacting to that? And suddenly Erica is like Crystal's biggest cheerleader. Like, go after Sutton. Get her, go.
They hate Sutton so much. Like, they were just like, well, how was your day? Well, Crystal was sobbing all day. Like, they hate her so much.
These two separate, I always love when they do this on the trips where there's two activities and like the activities happen for like 5 minutes and then it's just like, no, we've split you into groups so you can
talk about each other.
Talk about what happened last night. The shopping versus the surfing, I just would be so mad because you know that production was probably like, okay, so you ladies are going to surf.
Right.
And you ladies will go shop. And if I were in that surfing group, I would have been so fucking mad.
I would throw hands. I would be like, absolutely not. You're not getting me at my, in a bathing suit, hunched over on a surfboard. Like, that's my most vulnerable
position. Like, I'll sit on the beach until it's time to gossip. Right. But like, I'm not doing the surfing.
Right. Can't we just sit at like a swim up bar and chat? I don't want to get on a surfboard.
They really love activities, but it is funny because it's like one of the activities is always just shopping.
Yes. It's always shopping.
And it's like, okay, you can ride a camel or you can go to the market. And it's like, the market. Right. I want to go to the market.
I want to go to the market. I mean, ideally, I want to like take a nap, but we have to do this. So we're going to.
I would love to know like firsthand. I'm sure this is like somebody on TikTok, I'm sure has done like a like spill the tea about this, but like how early are these women waking up? Like are they is it like 9 a.m. you have to be ready for surf class? Like it's
yeah,
I feel like
I don't
it's
know.
Probably grueling.
Well, probably if you do glam.
That's true.
That's like you need at least like an hour and a half.
So Crystal,
hours.
No glam.
Right. Crystal, no glam.
She gets an extra hour of sleep.
Wait, I was laughing so hard when you put that meme up. It was like braver than the U.S. Marines. Crystal, no glam.
It is.
I was like, is everyone okay?
It is so funny because it's like, I feel like when Garcelle first came on the show, it felt like she was doing a little bit of the Denise thing where it was like, what the fuck is everyone trying so hard for?
Right.
And now she's like, no, I'm bringing glam.
Yeah. And like, if you can, great. Like, I would love to have someone follow me around. But like, I also miss like the era of just like the women, just like being women, like
totally
getting ready in like a humid, like, you know, foreign, wherever they are. Just like no air conditioning, sweating, right. And just like having fun.
By like day three, everyone's hair looks a little frizzy.
Yeah, it's like Scary Island. Everyone's hair was like insane by like day two.
There's like sweaty, like yes. Sunken
like there's
circles.
Mascara like all under their eyes because there's no glam.
Yeah, I miss that.
I miss that.
I respect that Crystal's like, why would I pay for their services to fly them out here for them to stay in a hotel room? For all of this, for their food, for their meals while they're here. She's like, why would I pay for any right. of that when I can just like put on blush myself?
She's like, I can put on lip gloss and that's that.
Also, I feel like Crystal is, she is privileged in the sense that she maybe doesn't need as much work as some
yeah.
of the other women.
She's also so much younger. I always forget how
yeah,
much
she's in her 30s and some of these yeah. women are, you know, 50
Late
plus.
50s, yeah.
I do, Erica is like, of course I want glam. Like, don't judge me for wanting glam. And it's like, nobody, I tweeted this. I'm like, nobody's judging you for wanting glam.
Right.
We're judging you for the fact that your money was accrued shadily.
Right.
And that money is being spent.
Right. On glam.
Nobody's
instead
like,
of like.
Nobody's like, how dare you like fashion?
No, it's insane. It's like, no, it's just you're using the stolen money. Allegedly.
Did you notice this week? So she's been pushing this narrative so far this season that her name has been cleared. Everything is done in the past, whatever. And then she's like, I got called a bully in a new court filing just yesterday. Like they're saying she bullied blah 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 blah. And it's like, which is it, babe? Like if you're still being named in court filings, then clearly not everything is like signed and sealed
yeah.
and done.
I also don't think her name was cleared. I mean, because Garcelle kind of said it. She was like, it would be in the news. Like, we haven't heard anything. It's like still happening.
Right. I think there are a lot of different processes and stuff going on. And there yeah. have been different lawsuits and bankruptcies and all of this stuff. And it's like, maybe she's been like eliminated from certain
like one,
parts of
one
it.
Charge or
right,
something.
Right. But it's
right.
like, we're still seeing there's like a $2 million tax bill. And there's like this
right.
bankruptcy thing and this conservatorship thing. It's like, she's not just like, finished.
Done. And like, is she still getting a divorce? Who knows? Like, I don't even know what's happening with that. Is Tom okay? Has anyone seen him? And I haven't seen him in like a year.
Yeah, no, I think, I don't know if that divorce is ever going to be finalized.
I don't know. I think he might.
I mean, at this point, that would probably make it easier for her.
Right. Just like separate from him entirely. But I don't know. I'm not giving free legal advice here. Yeah. Eric is listening.
Literally, I feel like in the last like year, I feel like half of the episodes I record, I have to be like, so I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, but like allegedly, please.
Like anytime I'm talking about Jen, anytime I'm talking about Erica, anytime I'm talking about like, I don't know, Louis and like,
right.
Joe Gorga.
Weirdly, like, so many legal problems on Bravo.
A lot of dealing with the law. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters, starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
But so Crystal and Sutton in their separate activity groups are talking about what happened the night before. And Sutton says that she is at ground level zero with Crystal now. that basically their whatever friendship they had going on has sort of been like eliminated.
Right.
Because, you know, Crystal is calling her a liar.
Right.
And like saying this stuff. Whereas Crystal, we're not really getting so much anger or aggression. It's like she just seems really like upset mm-hmm. and kind of like hurt about how this situation has gone down. Some people are saying that Crystal has basically brought this upon herself by bringing up Sutton's dark comment in right. the first place. Like, how have you been processing this?
I mean, I really like both of them, but I don't think Crystal should have even brought this up if she wasn't going to tell everyone what she said, because the thing about the jacuzzi, that's not what it was.
Right.
Right. Like that can't be it. And I think Sutton said it on Crystal said it on Watch What Happens Live.
So like, Crystal said it. On Watch What she said to the group, yes, this is what I was talking about. It's the jacuzzi thing, ding ding ding.
Right.
But then she said on Watch What Happens Live that there was another comment she was right. talking about. And it feels to me like what probably happened was Crystal sort of realized that she had put her foot in her mouth a little right. bit by bringing it up. So then when Sutton presented this story and was like, this is the thing, Crystal saw that as kind of like if I just say, yes, that was the thing,
right.
then we'll stop
then
talking
it'll go,
about
right,
it.
Right, it'll go away.
But the problem was, obviously, the other women in the group weren't really satisfied with that, because they're like, okay, so if that's the thing, then like, why did you act right. like it was like so horrible?
Right.
And now I do feel like Crystal has sort of like painted herself into a corner where it's like, it does, even if Sutton deserved to be like held accountable for saying something, mm-hmm. Crystal was the one who brought it up in this instance. And so now the burden is sort of on her to be like, you know, back up what she's saying or apologize to Sutton,
right.
I guess, which like, I don't really feel like she owes Sutton an apology, but at the same time,
right.
I think
she didn't, but now she kind of does for like making
yeah,
this
and
a
in the context of the group, I think that's what like Kyle and Garcelle see as kind of the way forward is like apologize for bringing this up, and then Sutton will apologize for calling you a shitty friend or whatever,
right.
and then you can, you know, go back to square ground level zero.
I just like, we need to like stop bringing up things that don't happen on camera,
right?
It just is so confusing for us. Like, I don't know, it's difficult, unless it's about the throwing the book in the trash, that, but like anything else that doesn't happen on camera.
Right. And like, that was hard. You know, that was after they had filmed this season.
Right.
So it's like, we'll talk about that at the reunion.
Exactly.
I'm ready. I'm down for that. That's like a Watch What Happens Live
exactly.
topic. But I think what's really standing in the way of Sutton and Crystal being able to kind of just like put it down is that Erica now senses blood in the water and that Crystal has like an opening to dislike Sutton and is like,
Yeah. And even Crystal said that. She was like, I know Erica just hates Sutton. Maybe that's why she's on my side. I'm like, that's it. That's correct.
The way Erica is like coaching her, she's like, you need to sit her down and you need like, I've never seen her. She's like so focused on that target.
At one point, it wasn't even Crystal and Sutton talking. It was everyone else like talking for them. I'm like, what? Everyone has to calm down.
When they sat down at the dinner table, the way that Erica, Sutton couldn't get a word out. And Erica's like, no, tell her, say it. Crystal, go. And it's like, when Garcelle is like, why are you like, are you good?
Yeah. No, Garcelle's like, what did she say? She's like, Erica, you're really pissing me off. Like, just stop. Yeah. I'm like,
well, and it's, of course, it's hilarious that Erica's like, well, why wouldn't I be involved in this? And it's like, if it was you, if somebody's asking about your legal issues, you're like, shut the fuck up about something you don't know anything about. So it's like just rich that Erica's like, of course I'm involved.
Of course I'm involved. I'm like, it's insane.
But this is where we really see Diana sort of get in the mix a little bit. And Diana is, she's you know, noticing things in Sutton that are bothering her and these contradictions, and she's the bacon eating vegetarian. And I don't know. It feels like Diana, I don't know if she sort of senses an opening to kind of like step into the group more, or if she really just like, if Sutton's just rubbing her the wrong way, but it does come on. It feels like she's coming on a little strong now, and that it's like all of a sudden she's really chosen a side and that she's going to be like team Crystal, which is really team Erica,
right,
which is also team Rinna, and kind of like go after Sutton, right, a little bit.
I also just think she never liked Sutton. So like,
yeah,
it's right. It's like easy to do that. But I'm also so confused about like, then like maybe she's distracting because stuff about her was coming out. Like it was a lot.
Yeah. Rinna, I've seen a lot of people have been saying this on social media, and I agree that Rinna bringing up this book again for the second time, it feels calculated that, yeah, it's like Rinna has to know that there's no way this book is going to come up without the conversation around the book coming up, which is, of course, these rumors, whatever, blind items, all, you know, it's all, right, if you do enough Googling, you'll come across it, that it's like there was this rumor that this book of women was essentially like a black book, and she was this like Hollywood madam or whatever, like on yachts in Europe, like. And it's just like, I understand why Diana doesn't want to talk about it, but at the, right, same time, it's like, there's no way it's not going to come up.
Right.
Especially when Rinna is like, talk about the book.
Right. And it's like, you're on a reality TV show. Like, nothing's not going to come up. That's why I hate when like, they're like, but I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, okay, well, we're all here.
Right. It's like, it's one thing if you have your kind of like prepared response and, right, you don't really want to like dig into it a little more, right, but it's like, you can't be that mad or that surprised that it's being,
right,
broached.
Like, right. Literally all I could think was Cop Without a Badge. I was like, that's all I was picturing. I was like, what is this book?
There are two things that are true.
I was like, I can't do this again. That's all I was picturing.
I know,
with the book.
If Rinna was really on, if she was on her A game, she would have brought the book.
She would have brought the book. Someone told me it's $499 on Amazon.
Jesus Christ.
Someone like sent me a link. I was like, what? Do you want me to buy it? Like, what is this? This is
Cop
insane.
Without a Badge is hard to find too.
Yeah.
Well, because all of these books, they weren't like bestsellers. They're not, right, like, still in print.
Right. And then they've like sold out because of us.
Because the interest because around the, them.
Like, maybe I can get it on my Kindle or something. I'll find a way to download it.
Just Rinna's naked body on your Kindle.
Like, now I want to read it. Now I need to know what's happening.
I'd rather have that book than Rinna's like,
no,
blowjob tip
that
book.
Book. I don't know what, like, just, and like with her daughters, I'm like, I just can't.
She's like, Amelia learned everything she knows from me, including how to suck a dick.
Like, it's like, that's my nightmare. That is my nightmare.
Did you see Amelia turn 21?
She wasn't 21. Oh, I had no idea.
No.
I don't know why I thought she was older than she is.
The birthday when she and Scott were together was like her 19th birthday. And they, of course, they were at like a club in Miami.
Right.
But she was like 19.
Oh, my God. I don't know why I thought she was older. I guess because like they just look like they're like 35.
Yeah, I mean Delilah is like 24. Yeah, no, yeah. Probably. But
oh my god, well happy birthday, Amelia.
She like bleached her eyebrows. Harry Hamlin was there. Harry Hamlin being 70 still just like is crazy to me.
My mind was blown when they said he was 70. I don't know how old I thought he was, but it wasn't 70. I thought he was like 63.
Right. To me, he was just like a vague 60 something.
Right. Like early to mid 60s. And then his seven. I was like, what? And then I Googled it because I was like, I don't believe that. He's 70. How insane is that? I don't know. Like, why? That's so crazy to me.
You thought Lisa Rinna was lying. I was like, she's lying about to make him older.
It's like he's not 70. He is. You're fact like, check. I fact checked.
There's
it.
Like some retirement benefits nope. that you're trying to get yep. early.
It's true. He's 70.
Oh, my God. Getting back to this. To this dinner in Mexico. The group of friends thing with Crystal has been brought up a few times now. And we find out not only... So last episode, Sutton was the one who brought it up. And then Rinna said in her confessional that she had also heard the same thing. But she's like, I'm not trying to bring that up. And then this week, Kyle also says in her confessional that yeah. she's heard it. And that Crystal even told her that there was this thing where she had had a falling out with 14 friends at once.
I don't even, number one, having 14 friends is like wild, like close friends that you could have a right, falling
having,
out with.
Having a friend group of more than 14 people.
Like
is,
that's insane. Like close enough where you could like have a falling out and it would like mean something. You know what I'm saying? Like not
somebody on,
like not 14 acquaintances.
Somebody on Twitter was like honey, that's a group departure.
Yes, literally. And who are these women? I mean, I'm sure they're
right, because like Rinna and Kyle both seem to or say that they know these women or that they right. at least know of these women. Crystal seems confident that Sutton doesn't know any of these women.
Right.
And I'm like, where is there, where, what's the Venn diagram of like 14 rich LA women
right.
that like Crystal was friends with, Kyle and Rinna sort of maybe know, but Sutton has like never come across them. I'm like,
right. Like Beverly Hills, everyone knows each other. Like they all know each other. They're right, all like, linked.
There's only,
like, where do they live?
There's only, like 50 of them total.
Right.
It's like in New York, it's like everybody at Ramona's birthday party.
Yes.
It's like, they've all met Luann.
Right. Like, everyone knows. Right, exactly. They all, like, know of each other. There's no way Sutton just doesn't know them.
Right. At the very least, I feel like they would have been at, like, a luncheon or, like
what
a
are they, like,
gala.
From, I don't even know.
They're her friends from,
like, from
out of town.
Yeah, like, from college. Like, I don't know. Like, what are, like.
But, yeah, I mean, it really is, like, I don't, the whole thing about Crystal maybe being, like, a social climber or whatever, like, to me, that is kind of a nothing.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like.
I agree.
You're all on a reality TV show, like. There is something inherently sort of social climbery right. about that. Like, it's like when we had Jill on the podcast last week and she was talking about how she hates the word thirsty. And she's like, first of all, it's like, okay, like I like attention, like whatever it is, what it is. But also it's like all of these bitches have signed up right. to do this show. Everybody's like shilling their stuff on social media. Everybody, you know, it's you're playing the game. And so like, I feel like social climber is like in the same realm of that.
Right.
That it's like everybody wants to be like,
right. Like I'm not
top.
Mad at that. Like fine.
You want to be on top?
Right.
But like this specific like anecdote of the fact that she lost 13 friends or 14 friends at one time. It's like there has to be like an event or like
right.
an incident. Like
right.
that doesn't just like.
That doesn't happen.
It's not just like, oh, we grew apart. I grew apart with the 14 of them.
Right. Where are they now?
So real, I mean, it sort of seems like nobody really wants to unpack this.
Yeah.
That it's like Sutton threw it out there and then it kind of feels like, oh, we don't actually want to get into that. And Sutton right. sort of apologizes in her way for bringing that up. But like, now that it's been out there, it's like,
well, let's
know.
Talk. I want to know.
It feels, it's not the same, but it's sort of like along the same lines of wanting to know what Sutton said that was so dark.
Right.
It's like, okay, well, now I want to know what you did to lose
right.
14 friends
at once. Like this, that doesn't just happen.
And it's like we've been saying, it's another thing where it, I mean, that happened, it sounds like, before Crystal was even on the show. And so we're not going to, they can't roll footage.
Right.
There's no.
Roll the tape.
There's no like clip package right. of her losing 14 friends. And so it's like, are we just going to talk in circles about this?
A clip package of her losing 14 it's friends.
Like, it's like when they.
Just imagine that. Like.
It's like when they get like news of like something's like hitting the tabloids and they show like each person yes. reacting
like
to it.
Like when Bethany left Roni and they showed all the women like reading the article in Central
imagine
Park.
It's just like 14 clips in a row of women being like, fuck Crystal.
Like a group text and you just see like Crystal was removed from the chat.
Like women we've never seen before.
Right. I would love that.
That's just like the montage to start the episode. Yeah. But yeah, so it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, I am intrigued by that. I would like to know more. But in the grand scheme of things, if we're not going to get that information, then it right. sort of feels like, why are we talking
right.
about it?
Right, then
in
let's
the first
just
place?
Drop it. Because if we're not, if you're not going to tell us, just forget about it then.
But yeah, I mean, Sutton leaves the table. She's really upset. Diana's crying.
Why was Diana crying? I was so confused. Why was everyone crying?
I mean, yeah, it's one of those things where like maybe it's just because it's the first time she's really like been exposed to the like heightened emotions
yeah.
of the group.
Oh yeah, and she said
way.
She was like away from her kid. I forgot
she was,
about
yeah,
that,
yeah, she's like away from a kid. She has hormones. Like I get it, but yeah. also it's like,
I mean, I cry like twice a day, so I get it. But I was just like, did I miss something that everyone just like started sobbing?
Yeah, I am interested to see if Diana has any drama that's more like about her.
Yeah,
because I don't
the book.
Like I don't dislike the fact that she was sort of stepping into Crystal and Sutton's dynamic, but it's always, you know, a question of it's like, are you going to have like your own storyline
right.
kind
right.
of? And like, maybe that's the book. Otherwise, we don't really know yet. Like she right. has a jet. She sends her team ahead of her. She doesn't go to stores, but like,
right.
I think she's fun. Like I
don't mind her. I think she's,
I'm sort of
I like
fascinated
having her
by her. I've seen some people kind of like complaining about her or questioning her casting. And like, I wouldn't say that I'm like 100% like a Diana Stan. But like, I'm not like hating her.
No, I find her intriguing. Like, I love knowing that she sends all these like people ahead of her to set up her room to make it feel like home. Like, I love finding out that like you're so rich that you can just do that. That's what she brings. She's like brings like so much money.
She's the absolute opposite of Crystal. Crystal's like, why yes. would I pay for a hotel room for my glam?
Right.
And she's like, I'll pay for the hotel room for 3 extra days, extra yeah. plane, blah, blah, blah. Like
set up everything, make sure it's good.
Meanwhile, Kyle's like ironing her pants. Like,
that was so the contrast of that. Yeah, like, she was like,
she's like, oh, I have to do the bat. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Where you like iron the shirt, then you look
and
in the mirror and
like,
you're like, oh, fuck.
I'm just leave it. It's fine.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the 3 beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week. Grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite. Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, let's talk about Dubai because I don't want to miss our chance to talk about Dubai. So we're 3 episodes in now, and it feels like the friendship lines have pretty much been drawn in the sand.
In the sand dunes.
Arabian desert. So Lisa and Ayan are positioning themselves as this dynamic duo, kind of.
The Thelma and Louise. I'm sure they'll say that.
And I love both of them. Or as Brooks would call them, the Pinky and the Brain, the Ren and Stimpy. Yeah. she's throwing out every duo she can think of. She's like, Lisa is the Brains and Ayan is Pinky.
Pinky. I love them, though. Like, they're fun.
Right. I love them, too. They're both bringing it. Yeah. I think they both are really understanding the assignment. And then on the opposite end, we have Caroline Stanbury. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she's sort of trying to be a dynamic duo with Nina. But we keep hearing from both of them that it sounds like they fucking hated each other.
Right.
Until, like, 10 minutes ago. And to me, they're saying, like, oh, people were always saying we would be good friends. And then, like, we finally, like, got to know each other. And it's like, no, you finally found out you were going to be on a TV show together.
So you, like, got lunch.
Right. So you, like, established, maybe with the help of production, that you two would kind of be, like, gal pals on the show.
Right.
Because it's, like, it's always funny, sort of, like, reading between the lines of, like, what happened before cameras were there. Right. And it's like, oh, you guys weren't, like, friends.
Right, because she was like, oh, she was not my cup of tea. And then, like, she's like, but you know what? Then I got to know her. Yeah, it's like...
Then I realized that we were going to be spending a lot more time together, and it would be better to have one friend.
One friend, one ally, than zero.
Right, and then in the middle, it sort of feels like we have Sarah and Caroline Brooks, because Sarah seems like she is not really shady to anyone, and she kind of can just float. And then on the flip side, you have Brooks, who seems like she is like equal opportunity shady.
Oh, yeah. And I actually like both of them also. I really like Sarah. I think she's very interesting.
Sarah is very interesting.
Like, I want to know more about her.
Right.
Because we don't know, like, too much. And I also really like Brooks, Caroline Brooks.
I love Caroline Brooks. To me, she is very entertaining. And this episode, I mean, she's...
Is she the one from Boston? She's from Boston.
She's the one from Boston. But, like, she's shading Caroline Stanbury for her, like, influencer vibe.
Yes, I love it.
She's, you know, shading Lisa and Ayan for their, like, dynamic duo-ness. She's shading Sarah for her head-to-toe plastic surgery.
It's phenomenal.
It's like, she is kind of doing it perfectly, where it's like, she can throw shade at anyone, but there's nobody that she's actually, like, fighting with.
And you know who that reminds me of? Early season Bethany.
Ooh.
Like, who... Like, she, obviously, Bethany fought with people, but when she was just, like, the narrator, almost. Just, like, giving confessionals, like, so funny. That's who she could be, I think.
Yeah, I think Caroline Brooks has done a good job positioning herself as sort of, like, a swing vote a little bit in the group already. And that it's, like, right now, she is sort of standing back a little bit. But, and, you know, kind of just making her commentary and being shady and funny and whatever. But, like, depending where the... drama goes or where the storylines go, it's like, I feel like she could be ruthless if she like actually turns on you.
Yeah.
Whereas right now she's just kind of like fun shade.
Yeah. And she'll like call people. I feel like she'll start calling people out, but like no one will. I like this role for her though.
And the lunch that she got with Lisa and Ayan was really interesting because they're still talking about this phone call, this 7 a.m. phone call. You know, Ayan hadn't even peed in
the
morning.
That was so funny.
So funny. Ayan is hilarious. But so Brooks is saying, Stanbury never said you were unimportant. I said it. I was the one who said it.
Right.
Me. But then somehow it's like this mind trick she's doing where the lunch ends with Lisa saying that Stanbury needs to apologize. Yeah. And it's like, the other one just said that it was her.
Right. It wasn't Caroline.
And it's like kind of brilliant the way that I feel like Caroline Brooks is like, I'm telling it like it is 100%. I said it.
Right.
We're good. And then Ayan and Lisa still leave that lunch mad at Stanbury.
Right. I think they just don't like her.
Yeah.
Which again is great for the dynamic and for us. Exactly. Great for us.
Yeah. And then this whole episode leads up to Lisa's fashion show, which, by the way, I loved the collection. I thought the clothes looked great.
It was so fantastic. I love her clothes.
The maternity stuff looked great. The non-maternity stuff looked great. I loved that Ayan was kind of like helping facilitate that. You know, their friendship feels lived in.
It feels real. And I like how it was also like it's an established brand, an established show that like happens. It's not like, you know, she gets on a show and just like decides to like make a company. All of these women like seem like very established.
Right. The one I would say is like Caroline Brooks is like gonna open a spa.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, like, yeah.
We'll see.
But everyone else is like Sarah, she was talking about like NFTs, which again, I still don't know what that is, but like she has like a bunch of companies already. Like,
yeah.
They're all very like established in their wealth, I feel like.
Yeah. I'm curious your thoughts as someone who, you know, is familiar with the fashion industry. What are your thoughts on them saying that like the major events on the fashion calendar are like Paris, London, Milan, Dubai?
Not again. I like don't want to be mean, but like like I would say no, but I don't. I mean, it's
maybe like if you're ranking, it's like Paris, Milan, London, Dubai.
Right, right, and it's like I would also put. I would say New York.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right. Obviously. Like you have New York and Paris are the biggest. And then Milan, big. And also on accessories, Milan's big. And then, but like Dubai, it's lovely. And but it's not like the fashion capital of the world.
Obviously, there is a lot of money in Dubai.
Right. And I think that's maybe like, because they can throw money at stuff and like make these big productions.
Right. And obviously like the luxury clientele is there. Of course.
But I don't see like Dubai Fashion Week. It's like, remember when they... Who did, was it OC Fashion Week that someone showed something? And I was like, oh, good God. Like, this is not what it's supposed to be. Just.
I mean, the housewives love a fashion week that's like.
Yeah, like a third or cute. Like C-list fashion week. I feel
like
we got like
Dallas Fashion Week yes. once or twice. Yes. Like Miami Swim, I guess, is more legit.
Yeah, like, that's like, real, a, but... like a Sports Illustrated vibe. And yeah. like Dubai is great. Like no shade to Dubai, but I wouldn't say it's like, okay. one of the.
Good to know. But Lisa's like, when Stanbury can't come to Lisa's thing and texts her the day of, she's like, my event has been on the calendar for months.
Yes.
I'm like, I mean, maybe like on your calendar.
Right.
Like
maybe not like, on everyone else's calendar.
Maybe you've had the date. I don't think right. Caroline Stanbury 6 months ago was like, gotta make it to Lisa's
right.
show.
Like it was on your calendar, not anyone else's. She should make like a Google invite. Send it out.
What's your vibe with Caroline and Sergio?
Loaded question because I don't know yet. I've always loved Caroline, like big Ladies of London fan, and I was so excited for her to be on Dubai and like start this franchise, but and I still really like her, but I'm just like I don't know like the dynamic between her and Sergio. I mean, if they're happy, great.
Yeah.
But I do it does seem kind of like I don't know something about it is not sitting well with my spirit, but if she's happy, congratulations.
I feel similar to you that it's like I don't really know, and I don't know if I even really care to like
right
you know decide
right.
But it is funny to me like how many people sort of are like not vibing with that right. relationship, and like the way Ayan talks about it, she's like ruthless.
Oh yeah, she yeah I agree. I don't care enough to make a decision.
She's like the collaboration.
Yeah, the collaboration ship is. I love her so
maybe.
Much.
I mean, could be,
and go ahead, do it.
I also like. I mean, I not that it matters, but like, I don't believe Caroline wants a baby.
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with that. I agree with you. Her daughter, I don't agree.
Her daughter
that she
Yasmin
wants a baby.
Certainly doesn't want another baby in the family. She's like,
Or Yasmin. I really like her kids too. They're fun.
Honestly, like if my parents had gotten remarried when I was like 15. And they were talking about having another baby. I was like, why?
Right. Yeah.
You're done.
Right. Enough.
I'm here.
Enough. You have me. We're done.
Do you know how much money you're going to spend on me in the next 7 years?
Right. Like, I haven't even gone to college yet. Like, let's take a back seat.
Right. Like, I don't want my like dining hall money for college being like frittered away on like, you need diapers.
Not the dining hall money.
I went to Tulane where it was called Wave Bucks.
Oh my God. I love that.
I was like, no, like if I need to add Wave Bucks to my account, I don't want you to be like,
you can't be using it for wipes, for baby wipes.
We have to pay the preschool deposit. Like that phase is over.
Right. We're done. No. And like, that's tiring too. Like, aren't you tired? Like to have like a newborn? I mean, I get, you know.
I did also back at the beginning of the episode when Nina and Caroline were like at the Atlantis like aquarium suite or whatever, and it's like they all have like young kids, and then Yasmin just walks in the room and she's like texting and she's like, what?
I can't. And that was where Beverly Hills
yes.
went. Okay. I was like, this has to be. How many fish rooms are there in Dubai? I mean, there could be many, but okay, just wanted to confirm that is where Beverly Hills went. That was a great trip. I miss that. I miss those days.
That was a good trip. Oh my God. Yeah. No, but it was, it's just like, it is kind of fun seeing them do activities with their kids, but then you realize that it's like, oh, Caroline's daughter is like a full teenager.
Right. She's like an adult. Isn't she like, is she 18?
I think they said she was 15. Like, I don't know why. Like Chiron said she was 15. So maybe she's like 16 now. Oh, maybe. Now.
Yeah.
But she's not little.
No. Yeah. She's has opinions.
I don't know. Yeah. So what would you, if you had to like rate Dubai so far, just to finish off, like 1 to 10, like, because I feel like some people, I've seen some people that are like obsessed with it,
yeah,
and then of course I've seen the people on social media that can't be happy with anything and they're like, right, boring, no, like, can't
just
watch,
right, like, just let us have something nice. I actually am liking it, but it's the first season of something, like, give it a second, number one, like, it's been four episodes, like, give it a minute, we're still getting to know these women. I'm liking it because it's like an easy watch right now. Like, mm-hmm, we're just learning about people. Like,
yeah,
I don't need like someone to go to prison right now. Like, or like someone to get divorced. Like, we're good. We're good learning about each other. It's like,
right,
we're stepping into the shallow, right, end, which I'm fine with.
Indictment, I like it. Is season two.
Right. Exactly. We can come back to, you know, the FBI, whatever. Like, we can come back to whatever storylines they want to do. But I like it. I'm having a good time.
Okay. Me too.
And I like it because it's just like another level of rich. Like, yeah, there's so much money. I love it. I love seeing like rich people. I know, do things.
That's part of why, like, I can't wait for Miami to come back, because I just want like, oh, I just want like petty drama and wealth.
And wealth, you know. Ugh. I'm so excited for Miami and Potomac. Can't wait.
I mean, obviously.
I know, it's like July, I think.
I think they just finished. August? They were on their last trip like last week. My girls. Week, so.
Candace is performing at DC Pride.
Yes,
I saw on which. Like, I don't know. Where's Ashley? Where's Coffee and Love?
No, Ashley's Virginia Gay Pride. Oh, yeah.
Coffee and Love is a bop, though.
It tastes best when hot.
Like, I find myself listening to that often. Oh, watch, it's going to be like my top song on Spotify in 2022.
I think that happened to my friend. Like, Drive Back was in his top 10 for okay, sure.
Drive Back is also fantastic.
Love that.
They make bops.
I can't argue. Christine, this has been so fun. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. This was so fantastic.
I'm glad you had a good time as well. Tell everyone where they can follow you.
I'm on Instagram at Christine Biancavilla, which is just my full name spelled out. And yeah, I'm on Twitter. I love Twitter. It's like a safe space, except not. But it's ruthless. A safe
space unless people are discussing Joe and Teresa. Yeah,
no.
Or
New Jersey Twitter is the scariest place
or
on
Potomac,
earth.
Or Potomac.
So frightening. Like, I have never been so scared to tweet something than like during New Jersey and like the discourse. I was like, I'm not saying a word because someone's going to like find my family's home and like,
oh,
kill
yeah,
us.
Yeah, catch me putting like asterisks in every name so nobody can say it. Like,
yeah, but I'm on Twitter, Xtreme Bianks with an X.
If I ever tweet about Danielle Staub, I'm putting like four asterisks.
Oh my God, no.
Name.
I just say Beverly.
Yeah, there we go. She's not searching for that. That's not her name. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you everyone for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show. You can follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all like uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.